best show on Smile 90.4 FM.
Simply the best clash of all time. It takes place when the All Blacks play the Springboks. Former All Black great Justin Marshall in town, and it's so lekker to have a group of legends in town. Not just the All Black, but Springboks. They come together. The rivalry is immense, but the friendships that are formed during the playing years and beyond, Marshy, it's just, I mean, it's such a bond. It's such a brotherhood. The camaraderie between the Springbok and the Kiwi.
Yeah, absolutely it is. You know, obviously we batter each other on the rugby field, but that's where that stays. Afterwards, it's always really refreshing that you have the ability to chat the game and you make friends for life, really.
Absolutely.
I was really pleased to hear that after the test match last weekend at Ellis Park, I had a chat, well, I had a few beers with Tony Brown, actually.
Yes.
There was no Tina Turner playing, so it wasn't a big night. So I do remember and recall most of it. And he actually, I said, did you guys have a few beers after that epic test match? And he said, we did. We went into the All Black changing room. And so that tradition
absolutely
continues, regardless of nowadays it's a little harder with the recovery process that the teams have to go through, but they still find time to catch up and have a beer and a chat about the game. So you won't ever regret that, because, like for me, I've been over here now, and I've seen all of the guys that I played against, you know, the John Smith, Brian Abana, Gary Teichman the other night, Scott Berger, Scott Britt, all those guys that you know are your mates now. And so,
absolutely.
It's good. They can lead you astray.
You know, I think of your playing days, and I think that there's never, ever been a period where the All Blacks haven't had a run of greats. There's always been a run. And likewise, I guess, with Springbok rugby, we've had always had this run of greats. And you've obviously got fond memories of coming back as a player, coming to South Africa, coming on a tour. What's it like as an All Black player to come and play the Boks at home?
It's the ultimate test in rugby, if you ask me. Like, South Africa on their own soil, the respect both countries have for each other is phenomenal. And you know that the game is never going to lack intensity, lack passion. And because of that, as an All Black arriving here, the people really embrace the All Blacks in this country, and it makes you feel really respected. And then obviously you go toe to toe with the Springboks on their home soil. That's why you pull the jersey on. That's what rugby's all about, to test yourself against the very best on their home soil, and you know, go out there and take on the challenge that's in front of you. And the best thing about it is, not only do you have that ability to go out and try and beat the Springboks here, but equally you have this great feeling that after the game, people want to discuss the game. They want to sort of boil it down. You go out, you know, particularly into the braai areas, where everybody in their boot parties, and even if you've managed to win the test match, people still, you know, welcome you into their space, offer you a beer, offer you a boulevard, you know. it's great, and the chat and everything is immense. So, this to me is the ultimate in the game.
The one thing that about there's loads of similarities between a Springbok fan and an All Black fan, and the one thing that's really, really so nice to experience is the knowledge that both fans have of their teams and of rugby. They're very knowledgeable. I mean, you know, in your week that you've been just here, how many people have stopped you? Hey, Boot, listen, Boot, tell us about this. Like, the guys are very knowledgeable.
I tell you, they are so knowledgeable. Like, I actually have to make sure that I get up and have a really good hard look at myself in the mirror before I walk out of the hotel, because I've got to be prepared for some of the really curly questions that are going to come my way. Like, it's not just, what do you think the game's going to go like? It's like, what do you think about this selection? You know, Beauden Barrett's been put on the bench, and Damien McKenzie, I'm not quite sure on that, Oak. You know, like, I'm a little thinking this selection is based around this and that, and it's like a full summary, and then I'm thinking, right, I've got to answer this somehow, because I know that my answer's important. I can't just brush it off and just say, I think that's just because he's a better player, because they won't accept that.
They won't.
But that's great. That shows the passion.
Big, epic clash tomorrow. Justin, the one thing everyone's asking you is and we had this conversation around a beer the other night with diehard fans, and they were the majority of the people around us were saying, it's the All Blacks weekend. And I'm getting that sense that even as a diehard South African supporter, you kind of feel you don't push the All Blacks down and go, well, they're going to take it and we're going to run over them this weekend. It's anyone's game, really.
No, I haven't got that feeling in the pit of my stomach. So the fact that people are saying that encourages me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Look, the test match last weekend was of the highest quality. And anybody's there at Ellis Park, but you would obviously got it through your television screens too, through Super Sport, just exactly what people were experiencing in that stadium, including the players. It was just full of physicality, tempo, pace. Look, I think the teams are really not that separable at the moment, and both teams look a little stronger balanced than last week, particularly the Springboks. It's just about whoever, when the moment is there, whoever grasps that moment will be victorious at the weekend. I don't expect it to be a blowout. I just expect it to be coming down to a moment or a couple of moments. And, it's certainly the All Blacks are capable of winning it.
Yeah.
But, man, they have to be at their best because this Springbok side is in some sort of a form at the moment. Yeah. But it's been a great week. I've loved my time here in South Africa. Brilliant place, lovely people. And the rugby at this point in time with the Springboks, world champions, is incredible.
Justin Marshall, who you'll catch again on Super Sport, ladies and gents. You don't want to miss out. One of the amazing commentators and analysts for the all-important clash tomorrow at DHL Stadium. Justin, thank you, sir, for your time, Marshall.
Oh, thanks for having me. Super lekker to be here.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.